Hey, this is Jonathan with Limitless Mindset. This is my next video in my series on bad science. And in this video, I'm gonna address what really is pseudoscience. So the word pseudoscience is certainly bandied about frequently, isn't it? And, you know, a little less frequently, we also hear its cousin word, which is pseudo-intellectual. And then there's a third word that I like even more than those two, which is sophistry. And of course, I'm sure that you're already sick of the buzz phrase fake news, which is definitionally synonymous with pseudo-intellectual. So what do these things actually mean? And where do we draw the line between these and their opposites, which would be veracity, which would be, you know, information that accurately reflects the truth that we need to make our decisions or live our life better. Accusations of pseudoscience or pseudo-intellectualism almost always are a component part of some political or ideological narrative. Next family reunion, bring up a scientific subject, and it won't be long before the discussion devolves into an ideological or political standoff over the plates of food and beverages. Whether effective or ineffective, accusing the other side of pseudo-veracity is one of the most commonly used debate tactics in really almost any debate. So you're asking, how exactly do we tell the difference between real science and pseudoscience? Well, good news, it's actually relatively simple if we use the correct definition of pseudoscience, which is pseudoscience purports to be an accurate description of physical law despite either one, consistently failing experimental verification, or two, being unfalsifiable. I think that the second part of that definition is actually most interesting. Pseudoscience or pseudo-intellectual movements are fundamentally and consistently unfalsifiable. They make assertions about life, society, and the world that cannot be disproven. What are some examples of this? Let's say I told you that there are exactly 2.4 million rabbits in France at this moment. Can you disprove that? Can you go out and count every single rabbit that's in France at this moment, chomping on the grass or rabbit food? No, you can't. So it's not really unfalsifiable. Let's say that I told you that in the sky there is a giant dancing penguin named Pete, and Pete's invisible, and that if you have sex with the wrong person, you make Pete very, very sad. Can you disprove that? Not really. Okay, so those examples are a little bit silly. Here's some more practical ones. I can't really disprove that God created the universe 10,000 years ago, because God, in his infinite power, would have the ability to create a universe instantaneously that appeared to be 13 billion years old. So, sorry, Christians, creationism or intelligent design is fundamentally unfalsifiable. Another example, as was postulated in the hilariously stupid scientific paper, The Conceptual Penis, that was published in Cogent Social Sciences, which I mentioned in the other video, as was mentioned in that paper, can I, as a male, disprove that I am not causing climate change by raping the empty space around me? It's so absurd. No, I can't really disprove that. So social sciences is, let's be honest, mostly pseudoscience. Another example, can you disprove that redistributing the wealth of the top 1% of humanity to the rest of humanity would create a global utopia? Well, no, we can't really disprove it. You know, it's been tested many different times on a smaller scale, and it's been categorically disastrous and terrible for almost everyone in society, but it's never been attempted on a global scale. So you can't really disprove it. So the professors and the public figures that you see advocating for a globalist socialist utopia or universal basic income are fundamentally pseudo-intellectuals. So next time you find yourself in a debate on a ostensibly scientific subject, or the next time that you read in a magazine about some groundbreaking new study that came out with some really counterintuitive new finding, what you want to do is ask how it could be disproven, and if it would be extraordinarily implausible or downright impossible to disprove it, then it's unfalsifiable. And it's really something that is in the domain of being a preference. And it really is pseudoscience or pseudo-intellectual. And preference is something that, you know, people prefer for emotional reasons or whatever. So preference is like, I like chocolate ice cream, you like, you know, vanilla caramel ice cream, or you like, you know, big SUVs with big blingy rims on them, and I like sleek, sexy sports cars, or you like girls with little booties, and I like girls with big booties. You get the point. It's just a preference. So when you find yourself running into a unfalsifiable position that is masquerading as science or pseudoscience, and maybe there's even a little bit of statistics sprinkled in there, point it out for what it is.